Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee, y'all's people that I love that are not listening to me talk. Hey. Would you look at that? We're on episode 5 if you count my trailer, and 4 if you don't. May I pause to just say thank you for listening to these. I was freaking out at the thought of sharing my podcast with people, and the fact that you're listening to this point is honestly enough, and I am blessed, and thank you, and yeah, you're the best. Oh my gosh, yay. Anyway, so mushy stuff out of the way, let's jump into why we're all here, shall we? So today's podcast is a threefer. That's not a word. I know it's not a word, but who cares? Anyway, so I have one new podcast that I just discovered and two old. The two old being part of the reason why I'm even here sending you to other amazing podcasts that I've heard and watched that have inspired me to create my own, and why I'm sitting here speaking to you. So let's jump in. Let's talk about the three contenders of today. The first one is Couples Therapy with Naomi and Andy. This is a podcast where there is relationship advice given. It's a mailbag vibe. So they just pull out letters, they read them. The difference is you are getting advice from your favorite celebrity or even your hall pass. For all those who don't know what a hall pass is, that's between you and Google. Don't involve me. Anyway, their description literally starts by saying, open your hearts and loosen your butts, which I just think is super funny. And yeah, you get to laugh along the way. Even if you don't come for the relationship advice, celebrity interviews are just a really great time. Okay, the hosts, Naomi Ekperigin and Andy Bickerman, are a real-life couple. The average duration of one of these episodes is from like an hour, 10 minutes and up, and they post them on a weekly basis. The episode suggestion I would give you in terms of something just to listen to get a little vibe of what they're doing is the Bob the Drag Queen episode, which is how they label them. They label them based on the guests that they have. I really love Bob the Drag Queen just based on obviously RuPaul's Drag Race fame. I'm a vibe over there. And honestly, I just like his vibe as a whole. And because I really liked him, I was like, cool, let's listen to this episode. My favorite quote from something he said in the interview was, if you're in your 20s, you're as hot as you're going to be. Savor it. I recently had a conversation with a friend about how we wasted our 20s thinking we were fat. And now we look back at those pictures and we're like, oh my gosh, we were so hot. And now we're sad about it because like we're like, So the fact that this episode had that little bit of advice shared mere days after I had that conversation just made me giggle, and it made me realize that I was listening to the right episode. Honestly, I really like this podcast. I think it works quite nicely because the celebrity interviews are obviously with a twist, and that twist being that they listen to the various listeners' problems and they respond to them. So it's a cool way to kind of get some extra insights out of someone who's a guest instead of just like having pre-prepped questions and letting that be a thing. Actually, I wouldn't mind using it as an interview tool of my own going forward. So yay, learning things. Cool. Then the other two podcasts I'm reviewing are goodies. They are two of my favorites. I have listened to at least 70% of the content in the Spotify queues for both these shows because I'm just a fan. All right, let's talk about the meat in our threefer sandwich. So the next podcast we're talking about is Hold Up with Dulce Sloan and Josh Johnson. It is such a simple and difficult concept that they've chosen to do with this podcast. It is a this or that argument show. So pretty much what happens is the hosts argue their points on something versus something else. The twist is, if you hadn't guessed it, they're very funny people arguing for things that even they proclaim are not that important. Hold Up is great if you just want something light and hilarious to listen to. They argue the merits of everyday things, and if I'm honest, the reason I like it so much is because I too have opinions in these arguments, and I add my comments as if they can hear me. The show is anyway from 30 minutes to just under an hour, which is nice and short and sweet, which means that if you just are short on time and you just want to laugh at something, this is perfect for that reason. And they post a new discourse every week, which is quite nice. The episodes are pretty much self-explanatory in terms of the titles. They tell you what they're arguing for. So the episodes include things like spaghetti versus lasagna, early birds versus night owls, movies versus series. All these conversations that we've probably had with ourselves at some point mentally, and they're just having them out loud in a very funny way. The format works just because the pair works. If I'm honest, they're funny people who have a funny argument, and it's just mad entertaining. I personally enjoyed the early bird versus night owl episode because I am an owl of the night, and I had words to share to myself as well. So that was an episode I truly enjoyed, but I've enjoyed most of them. If you're not up for foolery, though, this podcast is not for you. It is actually part of the stable of podcasts released by The Daily Show. So, yeah, there's a couple more serious ones. But actually, they're all actually comedy-based, but some of them are a little bit more serious. But this one specifically, if you're not a vibe in terms of, like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, it's not your thing. Now, if you're not up for foolery, this podcast from The Daily Show stable is not your cup of tea. But I would still have a listen because it's just hella funny. Cool. So next up, we're going to do the other slice of bread in our 3 for sandwich. And the last podcast I'm going to talk about in this episode, we've got another just a little bit more seasoned comedic duo. These are people you've seen in movies and shows, and they've been doing them for a while, and they've been doing it well. So the last podcast suggestion is Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. Similar to our other slice of bread in the threefer, this is also a mailbag show where they give advice to people who've sent in letters. And sometimes they take live questions from the audience because they do this in a live show setting, which is quite cool as well. But the thing that's really cool is it's funny, but on the flip of that, it is also inspiring and uplifting. It's one of the greatest things about this show. I've learned a lot about the hosts by how honest they've been and like how they've just shared so much with the audience. And it doesn't hurt that I really liked them as people before I discovered their podcast. The show is mostly hosted, as I said, in a live setting, which adds a little bit of excitement. The episodes are usually about just under an hour, and they post every week as well. The show has the potential to get super deep, though, so I would just give you that advice that if you're listening, it's all gigs, 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 laughy, laughy, but there are moments where there's, like, real gems being shared. The episode suggestion I am sending you to, though, is what is the most adult thing you own with Alok? Anyway, I'm saying it the way they're saying it. So we're here. Look, this episode came to me sideways. There was so much to take in, but this Alok guy, as a guest, is just wow. Like, I warn you, there is a lot of swearing in this show, and the languages. But if you get past that, the show is vibes all day. Like, this episode has some gems, guys. Like, some of the stuff that is said in this episode, you're like, wait, what? Like, I repeated this episode a couple times, and I re-listened to it when I wanted to make the suggestion because I was like, I wanted to hear it again so I could get the vibe back. Still slaps, bruh. Still slaps. And honestly, this episode is actually a very big portion of why I said what I said in our trailer, where I'm saying I would like to learn more about others. I mean, learn more about myself while learning about others. So, yeah, like, just hearing people share stories and stuff like that, and hearing them have insights on life is like, oh wow, I didn't think about that from that perspective, which is cool. Anyway, even if you don't listen to the other episodes and you're just like a little bit put off, I think this one is just a good one to just tune into because it can get you thinking. Like, I was like, whoa, let me just ponder some things. I have some unpacking to do, and we all know I love an unpack. Anyway, cool. So I chose these three because I love a comedy podcast as a person. And if I'm honest, I love comedians. They have a skill that I would like to one day develop to observe life and like retell these stories and observations in the best and most entertaining ways. I'm a novice compared to these comedians in the podcasts I've spoken about, but trust, I appreciate that it is a craft, this thing. Like, I know it is not a joke. So anyway, my dearest homies and people and friends and all the people who chose to listen to this and follow us and get involved, thank you again. Oh my gosh, I love you. Yay. Those are the three podcasts that I'm sharing with you that just honestly made me outright just guffaw. Like, I was dying with laughter at each of these podcasts at any given time. And also just like giggle to myself a little bit as well. Laughter is the best medicine, and these three will heal you in so many ways, including laughter. So that's why I just really, truly think you should have a listen to all of these. I'll put the links to these podcasts in the description. And as always, I hope you like them. Please feel free to leave comments or suggestions of any podcasts you'd like me to listen to and on social media. So on our Facebook or on our Instagram, where I'm posting all of these things. Also, we have a YouTube as well, if that is something you're interested in as well. I am figuring out how to run a cool social media page for this thing. And I have just way too many ideas and none of the energy to create any of these ideas. So it's coming, guys. Give me a second. Give me the brain space and hopefully a little bit of time to just kind of wrap my head around that. I am now creating content for a public arena. So just give me a second, but have some faith in me, y'all. I'm gonna do it. For now, though, until our next review, my friends, this is a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I hope this podcast and I live up to our potential.